My name is Oyet Patrick. I am the head of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan. I am one of the people who listen a lot to VOA South Sudan in Focus, and I really follow a lot of peace process, the South Sudan's peace process, which, by the way, VOA South Sudan in Focus has covered very, very well, extensively. And this I have been following for many years. That is, like, for example, in 2014 to 2015, when the peace process was going on in Addis Ababa, sometimes you would find that there would be no radio station from South Sudan that is really covering the story. But still, you know, you would listen to what is happening there over VOA, the South Sudan in Focus. So that has really made me to continue following, you know, South Sudan in Focus. And not only that, the fact that also John Tanza, who does a lot of the presentation, has been here with us in South Sudan. And he was one of my mentors when I was a very young journalist working at Bakita Radio. So really, it gives me a lot of attachment to that program.
My name is Jolly Okello, a VOA listener from Juba, South Sudan. I like VOA because of its quality content, and the source of information is reliable and trusted for both local and international news. I like listening to South Sudan in Focus.
My name is Mika Omane Amina Allison. I'm a VOA listener from Juba, South Sudan. I love listening to VOA because its news and everything about it is reliable and just perfect. It's one of the radios I stay into all the time. They are sports, everything about, especially the music. They bring music from all over the world, all the countries, the cultures, everything. They teach us a lot.
My name is Ayume John, a South Sudanese, and I'm a good listener of VOA, more especially Focus in South Sudan Focus, for the last 10 years. When I've been outside the country, I normally listen to it. Like in Uganda, I listen to it, and I've been getting the coverage. And I would want to say that VOA is a very, very, very good, platform, very informative, very educative. The news that we are unable to get from other sources, we get it from VOA, and that's why I celebrate VOA. Without them, some of the informations wouldn't have gotten them. But I think the 10 years in South Sudan is of a good work. It's not time wasted, but they have done so much. And I believe that our people in the country have enjoyed so much of VOA, including my mother, my father at home. They listen to VOA news because they trust them. They are very reliable. And they said the news are very credible. That's why they always follow them.
Well, thank you very much. My name is Dedi Esbon Samuel. And first of all, I would like to say happy anniversary to VOA, South Sudan in Focus. What I like about this program is because it brings in current news about what is happening in South Sudan. And some stories that sometimes we don't get them in our local radio stations, we do get them on the Voice of America, South Sudan in Focus, because it also covers almost the 10 states and 3 administrative areas. So precisely that is what I like about VOA, South Sudan in Focus.
Okay, I'm called Joseph Vidal Rufus, commonly known as Jose the Last Born. First and foremost, I would like to say happy 10 years anniversary to VOA. That is the voice of voiceless, if I can put it that way. Basically, I enjoy everything to do with VOA when it comes to their news. Like, I really enjoy everything. Not only me, but there are times where I'll be like caught up doing other things outside. But I just have that feeling that there's a very important information that is coming out from the VOA. That is why I would love to rush, because I have a trust in whatever comes from the VOA.
By name I'm called Sakimoro John, and the day of today, it has really made me to be so happy and excited, because I have met other staff of VOA, and for these 10 years, we have really started a lot. VOA have made great changes in South Sudan, and we have really get a lot of stories in VOA.
My name is Kiko Evelyn Martin. I'm just an intern in Classic FM. Well, VOA is an interesting program that I always enjoy, especially when it tunes in different people from different backgrounds. It makes me happy. As a South Sudanese, we are trying to catch up with some other countries. So it bonds that relationship with other people because it focuses here and then it focuses in US, which makes it very broad, and we are really happy. Me personally, I'm very happy. I enjoy the program so much, and I'll just tell the people that they should go on with VOA, inject more into it, resources and all that, to make it more big and all that. And for the also listeners of VOA, we advocate that you guys come more in a bigger number to enjoy the programs. There is an interesting program in it. Thank you.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Molik Burkana. I'm the public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, South Sudan. And I love to listen to South Sudan in Focus. It's a great source of contemporary news information. And I tune in. I listen to it on online in the podcasts. And I find it a definitive source of information about South Sudan. And I also want to extend a very special greeting. It's the 10-year anniversary of South Sudan in Focus through Voice of America, and I wish you many decades of success in the future. Happy anniversary, happy 10 years. Thank you.